Hi, Teresa.
Hello. Yes.
Hi, my name is Alan. I'm calling on a recorded line regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit. Did you already file a claim or are you still looking to file?
No, I'm looking to file.
Okay. And did you use Depo
Yes, I did. Let me get to
Okay.
a more quieter location.
Okay. No
All right.
worries. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, yeah, hold on. Okay, yeah, I used Depo-Provera.
Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No.
No family members, friends, extended friends? Okay. And anyone that you, do you know anyone that was diagnosed with any meningioma?
No, I was.
Sorry, you're
I'm
sorry.
filing this on my behalf.
So were you, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
And you're looking to file this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Meningioma of the brain.
I'm really sorry to hear that. Approximately, what was the date of your diagnosis, to the best of your remembrance?
See. Look at my calendar here.
That's okay. Maybe to help you remember, was it close to this year? Was it back in
Well,
10 years ago, 5 years
okay, so
ago?
what was the question again?
Approximately to the best of your remembrance, the date of your diagnosis.
Okay, yeah, it was July 13th, 2011.
Okay, so I have 7/13/2011, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then what's your date of birth?
May 24th, 1969.
So 5/24/1969, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, and you said you don't know anyone else that was injured by Depo Provera, correct?
Yeah, no.
For the following question, if you could please answer yes or no, did you consume, use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
It was the injectable, yes.
Okay, and which injectable did you use? Depo Provera, Depo Sub Q Provera, or was it a generic brand? Or
Was
was it just
five?
the, was it the name brand Depo Provera?
Yeah, name brand
Okay.
Depo-Provera by Pfizer.
And just to confirm, have you used generic version or just the name brand?
Just the name brand.
Okay. Did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. Within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least four injections prior to diagnosis? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Approximately to the best of your remembrance, when did you started using Depo?
I started taking Depo shots in February, around February 2008.
Okay, so I have 2008. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and approximately to the best of your remembrance, when did you stop using Depo Provera?
It was around June 2011.
So 6/1/2011, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And you said that you were diagnosed with meningioma, is that right?
Correct.
Again, I'm really sorry to hear that. Now, for the following question, for verification purposes, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Yes, I'm a female.
Thank you. And then for legal purposes, would you please kindly spell out your legal first name?
Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A.
Okay. Last name?
Horton, H-O-R-T-O-N.
Okay, so I have Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A.
Mm-hmm.
Horton, H-O-R-T-O-N. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
For security purposes, your social?
546-13-9058.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I have 546-13, and the last four, please.
9058.
Okay, so I have 546-13-90-58. Is that correct?
Okay. Yes.
All right. The email that we have here is Terry, that's T-E-R-R-I, P as in Paul, 179@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
The phone number that we have here is 279-230-2083. Is that correct?
I do have a, that's correct.
Okay. Did you want to put an alternative number as well?
Yeah, I think I probably should.
Okay.
Alternative number would be 279.
Okay.
230.
Mm-hmm.
Darn, I always forget the last four. Hold on. Darn it. Let me look it up.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 230-2083.
I have 279-230-2083. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And that's the primary number?
Yeah, you can go ahead and make that primary.
Okay, so that's what we have, the
279-230-2083. Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. And then that the primary number is a phone, a mobile number, right?
Yeah, my cell number.
Okay. And then what's the primary address?
It's 1801 West Capitol Avenue. And it's West Sacramento, California, 95691,
okay.
Apartment 313.
Apartment 313, correct?
Correct.
Okay, give me one moment, please. So I have 1801 West Capitol Avenue. That's apartment 313.
Mm-hmm.
West Sacramento, California, 95691. That's Yolo County.
Correct.
Okay. Was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or yourself?
By my gynecologist.
Was it a doctor?
Yes.
Okay. Now, approximately, how many times were you injected by the product? So you said that you were injected from 2008 all the way through 2011?
Yeah, once every 3 months.
And it's once every 3 months. So let's do the math mm-hmm. here for you. Let me see if I can help you. So 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011. In 2008, did you have how many shots? If you started in February, that would be April, May, June, July, August, October. Did you have three shots in 2008?
No, three shots every 3 months. So it would be my injections for every 3 months. So if we've got, let's see, 12 months in a year, and there's an injection every 3 months, so I was getting maybe, what, 4 injections a year?
Every year. So in 2008, you started in February. Would you say you had 3 or 4 injections in 2008?
2008, it was more towards the beginning. Yeah, I would say 4.
4, okay. And then in 2009, was it 4 as well? As well as 2010?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And in 2011, you stopped in June. So would that be 2? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be 2.
Okay, so in total we have, let me just double check that. We have 4 plus 4 plus 4 plus 2?
Mm-hmm.
About 14? Would you say that's pretty close?
Yeah.
14? Okay. Give me 1 second. So you have 14. And then what's the name of the doctor?
Name of Dr. Polly Bracey.
Dr. Polly?
Polly Bracey. B-R-A-C-Y.
Polly Bracey, okay. And where is Dr. Bracey located, the facility?
Shoot, I have to look that up.
That's in Sacramento, correct?
Yeah.
Let me find out for you. Is it Holly Bracey?
Mm-hmm.
Gynecologist? Okay, I think I found her, Dr. Holly Bracey, medical doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Located in... It looks like Dr. Bracey practices at the Southern Medical Center, Sacramento, Capital. Was it Sutter or was it Michael W. Chu Medical Incorporation?
I think it was Sutter.
The Sutter Medical Center, Sacramento. That's located in 2825 Capital Avenue, Sacramento.
Yeah.
Okay, give me 1 second. So it was administered at the Sutter Medical Center in Sacramento, like you said, and that's in 2825 Capital Avenue, Sacramento, California, 95816. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And the phone number that we have here for Dr. Holly or Dr. Bracey is 916-887-0650.
Yeah.
Now, for the prescribing doctor, was he also Dr. Holly Bracey?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, and the facility is the same, is that right? Sutter Medical Center in Sacramento?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me 1 moment, please. Okay. And the phone number is the same. Now, for pharmacy, was it also in Sutter Medical Center in Sacramento?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Same place. Okay. Give me 1 moment, please. All right. Now, what's the method of diagnosis? Was it for the meningioma? Was it CT scan, MRI, or both?
See, they did a blood test. They drew blood from my arm,
uh-huh.
Did a biopsy, small incision on the brain to take a sample of my brain tissue.
Oh,
so they did a CT scan and an MRI.
Okay, so both. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the diagnosing doctor, was it also Dr. Bracey or is it a different doctor?
Let me see. No, it was Dr. Orrin Bloch. B-L-O-C-H.
Dr. Orrin
Bloch. B-L-O-C. B-L-O-C-H.
Oh, C-H. Block.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Orrin Bloch. Is that Gorin, G-O-R-A-N?
No, Orrin. O-R-I-N.
Oh, I apologize. Orrin. Okay. I do see you, Dr. It's Orrin, O-R-I-N, Block, medical doctor, is a neurosurgeon in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do see him. And it looks like Dr. Orrin, he does neurosurgery, he's a neurosurgeon.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And it looks like he is practicing in, was it the Northwestern, I'm looking to find his practice. Is it the one that's 4860 Y Street?
What was it? UC Davis Medical Center at that time.
Okay, UC Davis Medical Center.
Mm-hmm.
And that's located in 4301 X Street, Sacramento, California, 95817.
2315 Stockton Boulevard.
Oh, there's a, it's okay, let me see. 2315 Stockton. Oh, I see it. Okay. UC Davis.
95817.
958. So it looks like it changed. Let me see. But it's the UC Davis, right? The medical center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like the address that's showing on their website is 4301 X Street, Sacramento, California.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want me to put that or put the one that you told me?
Yeah, no, go ahead and put the X Street.
Oh, I see it. I do see it. It's called the University of California Davis Medical Center.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And that one is located in 2315 Stockton Boulevard, Sacramento, California, 95817. Is that right?
Good.
Okay. And let me see. Their phone number. Do you know what their phone number is?
No.
Okay, let me see if I can find it for you real quick. Give me one moment, please. Should we just put the 916-734-2011? That's the UC Davis Center.
Yeah, go ahead. Because they have they'll direct you to them anyways.
Now, for the following question, if you could please answer with a simple yes or simple no. Did you have any cancer prior to your cancer diagnosis of meningioma?
No.
Okay. And then what is the treatment that you received? Was it chemotherapy, radiation therapy?
Let's see.
Or was it via immunotherapy?
They did a craniotomy surgery, open the brain and remove the tumor.
The radiation. Craniotomy?
Yeah. Great, craniotomy.
Okay.
And then radiation therapy. Used 5 radiation beams to destroy remaining cancer cells.
Okay.
And prevent recurrence.
And then what's the treating doctor's name? Was it also Dr. Block?
Yes.
Dr. Block. Okay. In the same facility, University of California,
yes.
Davis Medical Center. Okay.
Correct.
All right. Give me one moment, please. Let me just make sure that this is correct. Okay. All right, just want to make sure that this is all correct. So the facility address and names, they're pretty much the same. Facility name, UC Davis, address. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Now, for the following question, if you could simply answer with a simple yes, simple no, were you hospitalized for meningioma?
They did, yeah, to do the whole treatment.
Okay. Is that yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And then, to the best of your remembrance, what dates were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Okay.
This is to the best of your ability.
Let's see. July 20th of 2011.
Mm-hmm. All the way to?
Let's see. Well, it kind of was ongoing because I did radiation therapy and all that stuff. So I guess from on forward to about 6 weeks.
Okay, so let's see, July, so that's 7/20/2011. Is that right?
Yeah.
All the way, and you said 7 weeks from then?
No, 6 weeks.
6 weeks? Okay, let me find that real quick. 07, 20, 2011. Would that be August 31st? So that would be.
Yeah, it was around there.
So 8/31/2011?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I have 7/20/2011 all the way to 8/31/2011.
Correct.
Okay. And then did you want to add any medical notes additional? You can say no if you don't want to.
No, I think.
Okay.
I think we're covering everything.
Okay. And now for the following question, if you could please answer yes or no. Do you have a copy of the medical records, or are you able to obtain copies from the hospital or the doctors?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it's just asking you this. Can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically, or both?
I'll do my best to do electronically, but okay. I would put both.
Okay. So electronically?
Okay. Cover my bases, yeah.
All right. Now, for the last part here, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case in case, you know, for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Now, the emergency contact, do you live with this person or do you not live with this person?
I live with this person.
Okay. What's the name of your contact?
Kyle, K-Y-L-E, Horton, H-O-R-T-O-N.
And then the phone number?
916-957-8462.
And what's the relationship? Is it your spouse?
My son.
So your child?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For the email, do you want me to just put the same email?
Yeah.
Okay. And the address is the same, correct? Because it's you live with this person. And that's going to be what I have here is the, give me 1 second. I have 1801 West Capitol Avenue, apartment 313, West Sacramento, California, 95691.
Yes, okay. Correct.
And that's Kyle Horton, that's K-Y-L-E-H-O-R-T-O-N.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
All right, and that's 916-957-8462.
Correct.
The email is the same, the terryp179@gmail.com.
Correct.
And that's T-E-R-R-I-P.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. Now, have you used DocuSign before?
Excuse me?
Have you used DocuSign before?
Oh, correct, yes.
You have? Okay. Well, before I send you the paperwork here, which I'm going to walk you through the process, I'm just going to confirm one last thing with you just to make sure that everything is correct and that we don't run into any errors. Give me 1 second here, please. All right. Now, I'm just going to confirm these last few things with you, and then I'm going to walk you through that process. The legal name, Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, Horton, H-O-R-T-O-N. Is that correct?
Correct.
The address is 1801 West Capitol Avenue, West Sacramento, California, 95691. And that's going to be apartment 303.
313.
Okay, so that's apartment 313.
Correct.
So I have 1801 West Capitol Avenue, apartment 313, West Sacramento, California, 95691.
Correct.
Phone number is 27-9230-2083.
Correct.
Email address is terryp179@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and send that to you now. You should receive a text message as well as an email. They're going to be the same exact thing. Let me know once you receive it, and then I'll walk you through the process. It'll say from Alan Raimundo.
Okay.
Go ahead and click that notification.
Okay. I'm ready to cut down. Let's see. It says, let's see. Alan Raimundo sent you a document to review.
Correct.
So punch that, hit review document.
Yes, go ahead and click that link. Hit review documents. Once you click that, you'll see a continue button or a box that says, I agree to use electronic records, and then hit start. or continue? Once you click start, this will direct you to the first signature field. So you're going to draw your signature with your finger, and you're going to click adopt and sign.
Okay.
There should only be two areas where your signature applies, and then you click that, and then you click finish once you're done.
Okay,
and
say sign.
Go ahead and sign your signature, and then you're going to click adopt and sign. And then you're going to go to the next field and just tap on that, and your signature will automatically be placed in it, and then click finished after, or hit next. Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then hit finish.
Yes, go ahead and hit finish. Make sure that everything is correct.
Two places for my signature, right?
Yes, just those two. And then you hit finish.
Okay, we're good. Okay, let me finish. Okay.
I'm going to check the document real quick to make sure that it's correct.
Okay.
All right. I do see your signature there and your signature there. Okay. So just so you know, that the attorney's office is going to be in charge of your claim or of your case is Vigna. I'm going to send you a text message right now of my contact information along with what to expect moving forward.
Okay.
All right. So I just sent you a text. Here, give me one moment, please. All right, I just sent you a text message. It's from a 949 area code. That's going to be my direct line. You're going to feel free to call that or text that number if you have any questions prior to the attorneys getting contact with you. But within the next 24 to 48 hours, within the next 24 to 48 business hours, please be on the lookout for a call or text from the attorneys representing you, Vigna, coming from a 214 number. If you have any questions about your case, feel free to ask the attorneys, and they'll be able to answer any questions that you have. Now, if the attorneys don't hear from you, or if you miss their call within the next 24 to 48 hours, please expect a call from me, and then I'll transfer you over to them so that they can start your case. The rest of that text message tells you that if you have any questions or concerns, feel free to call me or text me from that number and my availability prior to your contact with the attorney's office, okay?
Okay, great.
Thank you so much for your time, Teresa, and hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.